Welcome to Frank Jordan's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Commentary. Now, here's Frank.
You know, a brave man doesn't admit courage. Cowards don't admit fear. Now smile and let's talk. The World Health Organization has declared the Ebola hemorrhage fever epidemic in Africa an international health emergency. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has issued the highest level 1 CDC alert in response to the Ebola HF crisis in West Africa. A level 1 alert means increased staff and resources of the CDC will be devoted to the Ebola outbreak. Better precautionary measures and facilities for treatment in the U.S., according to the CDC, are anticipated to minimize any significant Ebola HF threat in the United States. As of this date, according to the CDC, there are still no known and confirmed Ebola HF cases found to have originated in the United States. The African nations Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Guinea have suffered over 1,000 deaths and more than 1,800 infection cases since March 2014 when the Ebola HF outbreak began. Nigeria has also reported multiple cases of Ebola HF and Spain a single death to date. The Ebola HF virus is fatal in 50 to 90% of cases. U.S. citizens Dr. Kent Brantley and Nancy Reitbold, both infected in Africa, are quarantined in Emory Hospital in Atlanta, Georgia. Both have shown improvement after treatment with the experimental ZMAP drug, now exhausted in supply for months to come. The Wall Street Journal reported, quote, but good supportive care such as fluids to replace those lost in vomiting and diarrhea, medication to bring down fevers, and antibiotics for complications can improve a patient's chances by keeping the immune system as strong as possible to fight off the virus, unquote. The infection is transmitted by direct contact with the blood, body fluids, and tissues of infected animals or people. Symptoms including vomiting, diarrhea, internal bleeding when the virus penetrates blood vessels and tissue, external bleeding, and fever. The Ebola HF virus has an incubation period of 2 to 21 days. A strong immune system is essential to avoid or hopefully to overcome the Ebola virus after exposure. Suggested to contribute to nutritional normalization of your immune cells is NSC-100 Extra Strength taken twice daily. To further enhance your immune response, eat a healthy diet, get adequate rest, moderate exercise, quality water daily, and minimize stress. Pray for both those exposed now in the world and for a cessation of the spread of this dangerous and deadly viral Ebola hemorrhagic fever. Check updates from health officials and NSC News at www.nsc24.com.
Dollars are scarce, bills are high, and inflation back. You want the best health products and big savings? The answer's joining the NSC Club. A huge 24% discount all the time on any NSC ammunition products with free membership and renewal. More free shipping and handling with delivery each month in your mail, and even change products monthly if you want. As a special bonus, receive a free NSC product after your first purchase. Now feel free to join the NSC Club by calling 888-541-3997 or NSC24.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The products mentioned are not intended to diagnose, mitigate, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Health is a large part of Christ Ministries and our commentaries to you. I invite you to hear more than 150 of my commentaries on health at NSC24.com or call 888-541-3997 for your free gift. Go in good faith and remember, when you can't, Beta Glue can.